بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Most respected elders, friends, mothers, sisters in Islam, all the people that are listening to this program. There are three phases in the life of a human being. One is where he has come from. Second, where is he going to? And then the phase between the beginning and the ending. We came from Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We're going to go back to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And then there is a phase between our beginning and the ending. That is the phase in this world. Everything is in the control of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We came from Allah. We're going to go back to Allah. And the phase between our beginning and the ending is also controlled by Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, وَأَنَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ الْمُنْتَهَىٰ. That indeed, it is toward Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala your ending. You came from Allah, you're going to go back to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And in between, your entire life is controlled by Allah. Every condition of your life is controlled by Allah. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَبْحَكَ وَأَبْكَ. Allah makes you laugh, Allah makes you cry. Favorable conditions come from Allah, adverse conditions come from Allah. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَمَاتَ وَأَحْيَى. Allah is the one that gives death, Allah is the one that gives life. وَأَنَّهُ خَلَقَ الزَّوْجَيْنِ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى مِن نُطْفَةٍ إِذَا تُمْنَى. Allah is the one that created the pair, the male and the female. Sometimes a male would look at a female with a different eye. A female may look at a male with a different eye. But the reality is that the difference between the male and the female is an expression of the power of Allah. Both of them made from flesh and blood, but both of them got eyes, both got ears, both got hands, both got legs. What is that that changed and made the male a male and a female and a female? None other than the expression of the power of Allah Ta'ala. And then Allah says, وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَغْنَى وَأَقْنَى. That Allah is the one that makes a person rich, Allah is the one that makes a person poor. Look at this entire cycle of life. Everything is in the control of Allah. So how can we not stay in touch with Allah? When an aeroplane takes off, it's in control, it's in touch with the control tower. From the time it takes off, till the time it is airborne, right until its final journey. If there's any challenges on the way, it's immediately in touch with the control tower until its safe return. Likewise, in our flight of life, we have to be in control with Almighty Allah. We have to be in touch with Almighty Allah all the time. The moment we lose that and challenges will come in life, that is when we're going to experience grief and depression. We can't do without this in touch with Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. In one hadith, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala who says, hadith Qudsi, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, Uskurni ba'd al-fajr wa ba'd al-asr. Remember me, make my zikr after fajr and after asr. Akfika ma baynahuma. And between fajr and asr, whatever is in between your challenges of life, your needs in life, you remembered me after fajr, I will take care of everything. Brothers, when we look at our life, what's going, what's happening, 5 years ago, we didn't have pains in our bodies. Our backs were in paining. Our heads were in paining. Suddenly, we need that part of our life. We need a panado and we need a tablet and we need to see a physician and we need to see a doctor. That's all there. But the reality is that our limbs are giving us a message. La takunu kalladhina nasullah. Don't be like those people that forgot Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It's not just our limbs are paining. It's not that we're just getting old. The reality is that our limbs are telling us, brothers, the time is for me to go. Take something with you. Take a provision with you. Take the love of Allah with you. Make the zikr of Allah so that you could present an embodiment of Allah consciousness before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah grant us tawfiq and Allah grant us hidayat to understand the importance of it. Don't confine it only to a month of Ramadan. take the spirit of zikr even out of the month of Ramadan, and it is for the rest of our life. We live with zikr, we die with zikr. We came from Allah, we're going to go back to Allah. And wa anna ila rabbikal muntaha. To Allah is your ending. If our ending is to Allah, then go with to Allah and present ourselves with the love of Allah. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat. Let us make our du'as, thereafter we'll make our zikr. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wallahu alladhi la ilaha illahu. عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم والله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون والله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم.